We are now speaking to Coach Mick Holt, the head coach of the Sedan Blue Devils, as his team will be heading into the playoffs this week, taking on Argonia Attica. Coach, how are you doing today, sir?
Just fine, Kyle. Thank you.
Coach, you unfortunately dropped your last game of the regular season. Apparently, it was a wild game. Final score 30-26 was on. It was right here on the mighty 690 KGGF. And, Coach, can you just walk us through that game? West Elk got out to a big lead, then you guys turned it on, and then it just turned back and forth after that.
Yeah, it was a wild finish, that's for sure. We knew going into it that we were going to be limited in what we could do offensively. Anytime you don't have your leading rusher nor your leading receiver suited up, well, I playing for us anyway, you were going to be challenged offensively. And so it took us, we didn't put any points on the board that first half. I thought our defense played a pretty good game that first half. We were down 14-0 at half. We came in at halftime, kind of regrouped, made some adjustments, decided we'd spread it out a little bit. And, we were able to start putting points on the board, moving the ball. I had a couple of big runs. Damion Hatton and Eli Campbell did a good job. And our defense kind of, again, held strong. We kind of bend but don't break mentality. We were able to avoid big plays for most of the second half. And then towards the end, once we realized we had a shot at winning, one of my captains, our leading rusher and passer, Tate Halderman, he was in my ear all night, Coach, I want to get in. As a coach, you don't want to have further injury because the game, we already had the 2 seed locked up. So win or lose, it wasn't going to change our seeding for the playoffs. His senior year, he wanted to win that game. And so I put him back in, and what does he do? Goes and throws. We knew he couldn't run at all. He was hobbling, but he threw 2 touchdown passes. it was fun for him. But, we took the lead late. They got the ball with, 20, 25 seconds left to go in the game, I think. And we just had some inexperience back there in the secondary. And that's all it was. They ran the right play, exploited our inexperience back there, and they scored. Hats off to West Elk for never giving up and finishing the game. So they won the game with 12 seconds left. We had one last play to run, and it just didn't work out. But I thought both teams played well.
Well, Coach, I mean, that says a lot though about Cade Halderman. He was injured, really couldn't play, but he's like, put me in, Coach. I want to play. It definitely shows he has a ton of heart that he wants to get out there. It's a senior year, and it's a rival. And, what more can you say about him basically getting out there? He couldn't run, but he still had that arm strength to throw.
Yeah, he's one of those kids that as a coach you just love having on your team because he is a competitor in every sense of the word. He was on pace at the beginning of the season to easily, eclipse 1,000 yards. And then he, got hurt the first quarter against Central. He just can't move. And, put him back there. They knew that he couldn't move, and they were bringing heat. He took a couple of hits, got sacked. But, he still wanted to play. And like I said, able to throw 2 touchdown passes, knowing that they're bringing pressure. He stood in the pocket and took his first touchdown pass, took a shot, but still got it off. So, it's a joy having him on playing for us and, people like him that just have that competitive in him.
Absolutely, Coach. You're heading into the playoffs this week. Looks like your game's on Thursday this week. At least that's what it says on the schedule here. So Halloween night game against Argonia Attica. Have you seen any film on these guys yet? And if so, what do you guys have to look out for?
Well, I've seen plenty of Argonia Attica. They're a talented group. They have good team speed. Their linemen are strong. They're well coached. They got such a dangerous backfield. They have their tailback, a quarterback, are such a good tandem running the option, speed option, and then that quarterback's very accurate in passing. We'll have to be very disciplined defensively this week. We can't get caught up in motion, eye candy and stuff. We just got to make sure that we're doing our job, reading our keys, and just rely on our teammates to do their jobs well.
Absolutely. So it's going to be a tough matchup. A 2-3 matchup is always a tough matchup, but also the same thing. Everybody in the playoffs is a good team. They're in the playoffs for a reason. So again, that is going to be Thursday, it looks like. Argona Attica traveling to Sedan to take on the Blue Devils. Coach, I thank you very much for talking to me today, and good luck this Thursday.
Thank you very much, Kyle. It's always a pleasure talking.